Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. New Yorkers and the world are remembering Kobe Bryant today after the stunning news that the basketball legend, his young daughter, and seven other people died in a helicopter crash in California. 1010 Winds' John Montone is live with the fans outside the Garden.
And Kathleen, Kobe called this great arena his second home.
The New York Knicks joined the NBA family in mourning the devastating loss of beloved NBA and global icon Kobe Bryant.
The ceiling lights on a somber Sunday night were changed from blue and orange to purple and gold. The Knicks and Nets stood almost still as the game began, exchanging 24 second violations in honor of number 24. And Priscilla, a Knick fan, told 1010 Winds she can't really believe he's gone.
I think he's just an amazing player. He contributed so much and inspired so many. I'm happy I was able to watch him, but it's just still sad. I don't even accept any of it, actually. I don't think it's real.
And Nick play-by-play man Mike Breen said, "I just don't feel like broadcasting. It's just a sad, sad day." John Montone, 1010 Winds, live outside the Garden.
Well, it is now five confirmed cases of coronavirus in the U.S., and there are calls for the Trump administration to declare a public health emergency. New York leaders are taking action with several possible cases here. 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Shuck has that story in this live report from Midtown.
And there are seven suspected cases here in New York. They were sent to the CDC, Kathleen, for testing. Three have already come back negative, waiting results on the other four. Governor Cuomo, as part of what he's doing, has directed the Port Authority to put up informational signs at local airports about what's happening.
Our State Department of Health is working with the Port Authority. We're in an airport today. The Port Authority coordinating the entrance of passengers from different flights.
Now, Senator Chuck Schumer wants immediate federal action.
Today, I'm urging HHS, Health and Human Services, federal, to follow the CDC's proactive lead and declare a public formal health emergency for the coronavirus. And in doing so, it will unlock tens of millions of dollars for the CDC to access.
Now, while there's no vaccine for the coronavirus, everyday action like extensive hand washing will definitely help. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, live here in Midtown.
Months later, there may be an answer in the case of a missing New Jersey woman. A report that a body found yesterday afternoon could be that of 25-year-old Stephanie Parja. Law enforcement sources tell NBC4 the body was found off Route 9 south of Old Mill Road in Old Bridge, and County Medical Examiner will do an autopsy today. The body was said to be fairly decomposed, but there's no other information right now. Parja hasn't been seen since the night before Halloween, when she dropped her parents off at their house after a family night out. Police later found her car and her phone still in her Freehold Township driveway. It's about 25 miles from where the body was found. In late November, Monmouth County prosecutors described her ex-boyfriend as a person of interest. A few days later, he died by suicide. Michael Avenatti, best known as the former lawyer for Stormy Daniels, goes to trial today in Manhattan federal court on charges he tried to extort $20 million from Nike and defraud a basketball coach he represented. Avenatti says he's innocent and tried to paint the shoe giant as the real defender, which Nike says it is not. It's only Avenatti's first trial this year. He's fighting another case in Manhattan and one in Southern California.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.